Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the quintessential guide for marketers, The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, authored by marketing experts Al Riis and Jack Trout. Published in 1994, this book presents an authoritative set of principles that have become fundamental in creating powerful and enduring marketing strategies. With compelling real-world examples, Riis and Trout take you on a journey through these unbreakable laws, teaching you how to capitalize on them and avoid common pitfalls that can sink even the most thought-out marketing campaigns. Their insights offer a blueprint to ensure your marketing efforts withstand fierce competition and the test of time. Al Riis and Jack Trout are not newcomers to the marketing scene. They possess an impressive track record, having published numerous influential marketing books such as Marketing Warfare, Bottom-Up Marketing, and Horse Sense. Their expertise is not confined to the written word. They have provided consultation services and guidance to prominent American corporations such as Apple, AT&T, and Procter & Gamble, as well as high-performing businesses across Latin America and Asia. The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing is an indispensable resource for individuals fascinated by marketing psychology. It serves as an eye-opener for CEOs, business managers, marketing executives, and entrepreneurs eager to revitalize their marketing strategies. By tuning in, you'll gain the wisdom needed to make your marketing message resonate in today's crowded marketplace. Join us as we explore how to navigate the immutable laws that govern the dynamic world of marketing. The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. Violate them at your own risk. Introduction. Unveiling the secret power of marketing to shape beliefs. Imagine a world where your product doesn't just rest on a shelf, it reigns in the minds of consumers. That's the true playing field of marketing, the battleground of perceptions. It's not the tangible aspects of a product that lead to success, but rather how consumers view it. Take Honda, an automotive giant with an identity crisis. In Japan, the name Honda conjures images of sleek motorcycles, leaving the car aspect of their business in the rearview mirror. Conversely, in the United States, Honda is lauded for its reliability and value in the auto industry. This stark contrast underscores the sheer power of perception in the realm of marketing. All too often, corporate leaders mistake a perception problem for a product problem. When sales plummet, their instinct is to pour money into product improvements. But what if the solution isn't better features or gizmos, but a strategic shift in how the product is perceived? What if all it takes is a nudge in the consumer's mind to turn the tides? Through the precise application of marketing prowess, these insights will guide you on a journey to turn rivals' strengths into apparent flaws, to craft an impenetrable brand fortress, and to claim ownership over more than a name, but an entire concept. You'll be privy to revelations such as why your preference for Pepsi or Coke might say more about your generation than your taste buds, how hubris could be your downfall in reaching marketing excellence, and the intriguing ways a company can dominate a single word that transcends its brand name. Ready to delve into the alchemist's art of marketing? Gear up to transform the lead of product features into the gold of consumer belief. Part 1. Speed to market, the fast track to becoming a leader in your industry. If becoming a titan of industry is your game, then speed is the name. To accelerate your product to the front of the pack, you need to leave an indelible mark in the minds of your target audience. The kind of impact that ensures your product doesn't just make an appearance, but take center stage. So what's the secret formula for guaranteeing your product cuts the ribbon at the starting line? The law of leadership finds its roots in a simple precept. If you want to be the heavyweight champion of your market, make sure your product is swinging punches before the competition even laces up their gloves. History has shown us time and again that the trailblazers who set foot in the market first tend to stay ahead in the race. However, striding out first is just half the battle. The law of the mind asserts that ultimate victory comes when your product becomes the first one people think of. Picture this. When someone mentions fast food, does the golden arches of McDonald's leap to mind? That, my friends, is the power of being first in the mind. Sealing that prime mental real estate is paramount because once a customer's opinion is formed, it's as steadfast as a fortress. And there's a good reason for this. Brands can become so iconic that their names morph into everyday language. Take a moment and consider the last time you made a reference to making a Xerox instead of a photocopy, or when you reached for a Kleenex instead of a tissue. Leaders in the marketplace are often leaders in linguistic lexicon too. When a brand has encrypted itself into a consumer's psyche, trying to overwrite that data is a near impossible mission. A wiser strategy? Dive into the fray early, harnessing the time when the market is ripe with possibility and shoppers are scanning the horizon for the next big thing. When naming your product, be deliberate. Choose a title that's more Apple, less Mits Altair 8800, simple, crisp, and bound to stick. In essence, sprinting off the starting blocks and securing that first-to-market sweet spot is a pivotal maneuver in the arts of marketing warfare. But don't fret if that ship has sailed. There are plenty of strategic tides yet to catch. Part 2. Carve out your niche. If the throne is taken, build a new kingdom so you've created a stellar product, but there's a titan already ruling the market. This doesn't call for surrender, it calls for strategy. You might not dethrone the king, but you can construct your own empire by pioneering a fresh product category. Enter the law of category, a decree that carving out a new niche transforms you into the de facto leader. It's a simple equation. New category equals new opportunities, and zero competitors, at least temporarily. This strategy isn't just theory, it's been road tested. Charles Schwab revolutionized the brokerage landscape not by going toe-to-toe with industry titans, but by creating a new arena, the discount brokerage, in 1975. Schwab's ingenious move redefined the playing field, and his firm quickly sprinted to the forefront with a rapidly expanding clientele. But if creating a new category sounds like a leap too far, consider the law of the opposite. This strategy calls for a company sitting in second place to flip the script. Highlight the market leader's strengths as their Achilles heel, and thus, present your company as the fresh, dynamic alternative. Consider Pepsi's strategic move against Coca-Cola, the reigning sovereign of sodas. Pepsi positioned itself as the beverage for the young and trend-setting, a subtle dig at Coca-Cola's time-honored reputation that may not resonate with the youthful rebels who refused to sip what past generations gulped with gusto. Keep in mind, different customer segments gravitate toward different market leaders. It's not uncommon for one demographic to remain loyal to the traditional frontrunner, while another actively seeks alternatives. If you're playing catch-up in the marketplace, don't disguise yourself as the top dog. Instead, scout out a different segment of customers and declare your dominion over new territory. Part 3. Claim your corner of the market with a single word, but play fair, don't poach. In the corporate chess game, owning assets like factories and trademarks is par for the course. But did you know a company can also take possession of something as intangible as a word? The heart of this concept is spontaneous brand association. When someone says overnight, your mind might dart to FedEx. That exemplifies the company owning the word. This is the crux of the law of focus. To make your product irresistible, it's essential to find that one word or phrase that, once heard, sticks like glue and brings your brand to the forefront of customers' minds. When your brand latches onto a word, it's like planting your flag on a slice of cognitive real estate. The most effective words are those that highlight a singular, potent benefit. Volvo did just that by aligning its name with safety, to the point where the word practically has Swedish headlights. However, not all words are open territory. Abide by the law of exclusivity. To coin a term already embraced by another brand is to tread on dangerous ground. The rationale? If your marketing echoes another brand's language, it risks painting your company as an imitator rather than an innovator. And wrestling with a word that's already snug in the embrace of another brand? That's often a futile contest. Consider the tale of the Energizer Bunny. The relentless pink drummer was Energizer's pitch to snatch the long-lasting label from Duracell. But Duracell had already etched those words onto the collective memory of consumers. Energizer's bunny, charming as it was, couldn't erase that etching. Instead of getting muddled in a lexical tug of war, find your own word, one that's unclaimed and conveys the soul of what your brand stands for. That way, you secure your exclusive lexicon throne and resonate uniquely with your audience. Part 4. Simplicity sells in marketing, yet there's an art to thriving amidst growth. Choice may be the spice of life, but in the world of marketing, sometimes less seasoning makes for a more palatable dish. Expanding a product line might seem like a ticket to greater heights, but beware. It could pull you into a descent both in market significance and profitability. Embrace the law of sacrifice, where marketing success often involves a paradox. By giving up range, you gain strength. The winning strategy for a jack of all trades might just be to hone in, perfecting a narrower product suite. Bear in mind, diving deep into a few products builds a sharper, more powerful brand presence. Specialty stores like Foot Locker with their athletic footwear focus, or The Gap with casual apparel, sprint ahead in the retail race. Their narrowed gaze is their edge. Take a glance at department stores. An inventory of everything under the sun spells struggle more than success. This law echoes beyond product range, suggesting that trying to court all demographics dilutes your brand's appeal. Pepsi, at its prime, resonated with the youth. Yet, when it widened its embrace to the masses, it lost the battle against the already universal appeal of Coca-Cola. So, what if diversification is inevitable? Say hello to the law of division. Over time, a single product category naturally fragments into subcategories, each with its own slice of the market pie. Staying afloat in this proliferation means assigning each offshoot a unique brand identity. Consumers have a penchant for picking products from different brands for different needs. Take a page from General Motors' playbook. As it diversified into various automotive niches, it rolled out unique brands like Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, and Cadillac, each targeting distinct customer brackets. The result? A stronghold in multiple market segments and a continued reign at the top. In marketing, trimming the fat keeps you fit for the race. And when growth is the goal, think of each new venture as an independent sprinter, equipped with its own name tag and racing colors. Part 5. Navigating the downfall of brands. Arrogance, false predictions, and the illusion of invincibility. Brands that rise to the top often face a paradox. The very success they've achieved can sow the seeds of their downfall. The undercurrents of arrogance, misguided clairvoyance, and a belief in their own infallibility are potential harbingers of a brand's descent. The law of success cautions that arrogance can cast a blinding veil over a company's decision-making process. A brand basking in its success might presume it can do no wrong, leading to reckless expansion and diluting the brand's core value. This arrogance manifests in leadership too, where a refusal to entertain ideas that don't resonate with a company's perceived invincibility can sideline truly transformative opportunities. Digital equipment. Corporation's Ken Olson dismissed the personal computing wave in the 1970s, a decision that saw DEC's once dominant stance wane as the industry evolved. But arrogance isn't the only pitfall. The law of unpredictability tackles the folly of fashioning marketing strategies on hazy crystal ball visions of the future. If predicting weather with certainty 3 days hence is challenging, how can one confidently forecast the fickle market's mood years down the line? This brings us to the rule celebrities and companies must share a reluctant acquaintance with, the law of failure. Failure does not discriminate. It is an intrinsic part of the marketing ecosystem. The issue arises when brands don too much Teflon, acting as though they're immune to making blunders. This illusion is a double-edged sword, often leading to the reluctance to kill off failing projects, thus hemorrhaging resources, and a fear of risk, which is an essential ingredient of innovation. Skirting risk may shield you from potential blowbacks, but it also barricades the path to lucrative breakthroughs. In short, to navigate the treacherous waters of brand longevity, companies must shed any shades of hubris, approach the future with cautious adaptability, and embrace a healthy relationship with the inevitability of missteps. Only then can a brand maintain its zenith without toppling over from the weight of its own success. Part 6. The Graceful Art of Turning Flubs into Favor, Embracing Transparency in Marketing. In the high-stakes chessboard of marketing, the buzz around a rival's offering can stir a frenzy. Yet don't let the siren call of hype rush you into premature moves. The spotlight on a competitor doesn't always equate to a coronation as market ruler. The law of hype teaches us to be wary of the dazzle. Endless press coverage and tall declarations often signal noise over substance. True success rarely needs a loudspeaker, while those who loudly court the press may be masking faltering footsteps. Skepticism should be your compass when sensational stories flood the media. It's worth remembering that even the keenest journalists can be swept up in the spectacle, mistaking a brilliant promise for a breakthrough reality. Take the tale of the Tucker 48, a car that sashayed across headlines in 1948 as the vanguard of automotive evolution, only to see a paltry handful roll off the production line. But what if the tables are turned and your own product becomes the subject of less than flattering news coverage, courtesy of the competition? Enter the law of candor, a simple yet profound rule: when caught out, own up. Counterintuitive? Perhaps. But acknowledging a faux pas can spark an unexpected boon of consumer goodwill. This isn't about flaunting failure, it's about cultivating credibility. Denying the glaringly obvious can tarnish your brand's integrity, while a sincere admission of imperfection can endear you to your customers. Consider Listerine's elegant sidestep when Scope zeroed in on their less-than-delightful taste. Instead of a futile defense, Listerine repurposed the critique into an unflinchingly honest tagline: "The taste you hate twice a day." The bold move resonated, with consumers equating the medicinal bitterness with therapeutic potency. So in the dance of brand positioning, don't fear the missteps. They might just be your next choreographic breakthrough. Embrace your blunders with grace, and the market may just applaud with loyalty. Final summary. When it comes to marketing, doling out dollars by the truckload can't hold a candle to the mastery of marketing's immutable laws. Victory in the marketplace isn't about whose product boasts the most bells and whistles. It's about molding perceptions and seducing minds. These insights have unraveled the fabric of successful marketing, illuminating the path to industry triumph through strategic perception management. Following the laws of marketing isn't just a suggestion, it's a blueprint for consistently crafting winning strategies that dazzle and dominate time after time. Embracing these principles means playing the game with an invisible advantage, steering the narrative, and bending the arc of success to your brand's will. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.